We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our social is at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we'd like to post a lot of our blogs and different topics there. You can check out Dislike Radio Now for the radio station. Alex, so let me get this right. You're dressed up. You look nice. You normally do, but today you're dressed up really nice. You have court.
Yes, I'm going to court. You know, it's about time somebody came after me for not paying my child support payments.
Damn straight.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to court today for my child advocate training. So we graduate on Thursday, and then I will get my first case, supposedly.
They're just throwing you in the deep end.
Well, I'm worried now I'm not going to get to do this because they're concerned about the show. And how that may impact me doing a case. But we have to shadow a courtroom proceeding, like a juvenile court proceeding, so that I know what to expect whenever I have to go to these.
Yeah.
So I have to do that today.
Now, what happens if, like, the kid gets out of control and throws a chair today? Are you like, you will sit down and put that chair back?
I don't think that anything like that's ever happened.
What's the reason why they're concerned? Like, that you would talk about a case on the air?
No, obviously I think they trust me. Like, so I wouldn't be able to share with you guys any details.
Understandable, yeah.
But I could tell you, like, what's going on, like, in a very minimal way. Like, that I can say that I am a child advocate, but I can't tell you any specifics about a case, unfortunately.
Which makes sense. But, I mean, we want to know, but I understand that.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. So they are worried, and I actually brought this up because it's like, I don't know if you guys are thinking about this, but because we are public figures and, like, you know, social media is open, like, you can follow us and see all of our stuff. And of course, you can listen to the show anytime. We're sharing a bunch about our lives. Case in point, this show today. The people that I am working with on the case, like maybe the parents or the foster parents of the kid, could listen. And then would that add in like a...
some sort of bias.
Yeah, it was like maybe, you know, they would find out something they do or do not like about me. Now they don't want to tell me anything now about the situation.
Right.
Like there has to be rapport. There has to be trust there. There has to be like professional boundaries there. Like there's just all these different things. Like you want, the main goal is we want the kid and the biological parents and the foster parents or whoever the kid is living with to be able to feel like they can openly talk to us and have a good friendship and relationship with us to be able to share those things. And if for some reason I do something on the show that ticks somebody off and all of a sudden they don't like me or for whatever, it's like that could impact my case. So now they're trying to figure out, okay, now what do we do? Because also, you know, none of my social media is private. Like you can just follow me or look me up. So if they know me from the show and then I'm on their case, now I'm going into their house, like that starts an issue. And then also if they want to look me up and like cross professional boundaries and stuff, they can there as well. Because they usually tell child advocates, you know, have all your social media on private so that you can, you know, not accept a friend request from like a family that you're working on.
Well, could you possibly... I don't know, like block them? Is that something you can do? Like have it blocked so they can't view your stuff? And maybe it sucks to change what you do, but maybe could you not post certain stuff that would be a problem?
Well, so that's the thing is that I brought that up. I was like, I can't block them because then that starts a bad rapport. They're going to be like, oh, what's wrong with me?
You could tell them why you block them. Be like, you know, I block you because for my job, I have to have my social media not on private. And it's just not a good idea just because you don't want to cross any boundaries and professional boundaries. So that's why I blocked you. I wish I didn't have to, but that's why.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, so tonight I have a class after I go to court. So I'm going to have a very busy afternoon. But during class, they told me they're going to tell me what their decision is or what they think I should do
I really hope it works out because I know you're passionate about this. You've been putting a lot of time into it. But I want to commend right now, round of applause, everybody. I want to give a round of applause to Liv the Web Girl, who has vowed to step in for you if she can.
Actually, fun fact, I used to be on the Student Conduct Hearing Council in college, so I would have to sit in for like cases. Like one time a student brought a gun to school.
Wow.
And I had to sit in, and I was in there for 12 hours with a staff member and a faculty member, and we had to like deliberate, ask questions just like how you would in like a court case.
Whoa, that's like a Elle Woods type of situation.
No,
there.
People would not expect that, but I was.
Wow, okay. Watch
Live the Web Girls Legal Counsel.
Yes, call today for legal advice. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.